Hare Krishna. One should see how sweet is the process of devotion service and how simple it is. Srila Prabhupada says how the process of bhakti yoga does not interfere with the natural propensity of the jiva. For example, the child has a playful proclivity. But although the child is playful, without interfering with the child's playfulness, the bhakti yoga teaches the child to worship the dolls of Krishna when he is a small kid, like Uddhava or Parikshit or even Abhay Charan. All these children, when they were small kids, they were given Krishna dolls to decorate, to worship and do puja. And by doing so, they all awakened more and more affection for Krishna as they grew up. In the same manner, a sense gratifier is most interested in affairs between boys and girls. But when he comes to know that Krishna danced with so many girls, he becomes curious. Hey, these people are saying something interesting to me. And then when he comes into the company of devotees to find out more details, how I can also dance in rasa dance like Krishna. And then he ends up becoming Krishna's devotee. He understands the purity of path of devotion service. And he falls in love with Krishna and forgets his sense gratification program. Similarly, the jnanis and yogis were also present in the assembly where Shukadeva Goswami was speaking and Parikshit was sitting. They were also curious and interested. Why? Because Shukadeva Goswami was a Brahmajnani and most renowned and most popular because of his being in a very liberated position. So they were curious, oh, if such a liberated personality is speaking on this glories, he will tell us something by which we can get liberated. So people came with such aspiration. That means even the liberated souls are interested to know. The knowledge of Bhagavatam is so intellectually and spiritually nourishing that even jnanis and yogis came to hear. So in this way, the bubukshu or mumukshu or jivan muktas or even children, Prabhupada says the children, they may worship a small Krishna doll with great enthusiasm. When it comes to chanting, they also take a bead bag in the hand and at least try to imitate the elderly people. And the path of bhakti yoga is so beautiful. If one keeps doing it, it gets better and better. For example, one is attracted to eating food. And the bhakti yoga prescribes very simple. Eat prasadam and purify your heart. So one should appreciate the merciful nature of the path of bhakti yoga. And amongst all the different processes, the chanting of the holy name, of uttering the holy name and hearing the holy name. Similarly, hearing the katha of the Lord and cleansing the heart. So Prabhupada says these processes are so simple, but one has to accept them with great shraddha and one has to do them 24/7. Constantly. So only then the positive effects can be experienced very soon. So if one is giving gaps in the process of Shramanam and Kirtanam, the time gap is used for sense gratification. And that is how it's like lighting up fire and putting water. And lighting up fire and putting water again. But if one is constantly engaged in this devotional service, because it is not difficult, the process is very simple. Even a child is able to apply, but one has to do it constantly, without any duplicity, without any deviation, or without any dilution. One has to adopt this process as acharyas have given wholeheartedly. At the same time, it should be adopted 24/7. One should not have any other program. So then he proper says that such constant absorption in devotion service will awaken feelings for Krishna. Because the nature of the mind is, if you dwell on any object for a prolonged period of time, it produces impressions. Like if you are singing the Mahamantra repeatedly for a prolonged period of time, then it produces concentration and absorption. And we become oblivious to the outside world. So therefore, the process of Bhakti Yoga shouldn't be taken lightly. It's a very profound process. Etavan Sankhya Yoga Abhyam Swadharma Parinishthaya Janmalabha Parapumsam Ante Narayana Smriti. No matter any path one follows, ultimately everybody has to come to the same goal and conclusion, which is to remember the Lord at the time of death. If that is so, then why not right now only practice the same process of Bhakti Yoga rather than wasting one's time in Karma, Jnana, Yoga and everything else, like that the Bhagavatam is asking. Harinam Prabhu ki.